When Governor Walker officially delayed his decision on the Menominee's gaming plan, the leader of state assembly Democrats was among those pleased. Kenosha Representative Peter Barker wants the casino. He says Milwaukee leaders who oppose the Kenosha facility because they're worried about harm to the Forest County Potawatomi Gambling Hall in Milwaukee should instead see a good opportunity.
Let's see if there's a way that we could make this a win-win. And maybe there's a way with the revenue sharing, with the potential increased economic activity, with the increased tourism that could come in.
But Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, who has run for governor as a Democrat, isn't swayed. He says if the Potawatomi lose business, their payments to the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County would shrink. And he says no one's talking about making up the difference.
Promoters have talked about compensating the state of Wisconsin for the loss of revenue that the state would receive, but I haven't seen one word about the city or the county of Milwaukee being compensated if we lose.
But Barrett may not need to worry. Governor Walker says all Wisconsin tribes must back the Kenosha Casino, and Potawatomi Attorney General Jeff Crawford still says no. Crawford contends the Menominee might not make a profit in Kenosha.
This project has the potential of putting them in the hole because of the way that they got it structured and their analysis of the financials. It's not something that we would like to be associated with.
But the Menominee maintained the casino would allow the tribe the opportunity to go from dependence to independence. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.